Destination Health Radio, brought to you by Millennium Physician Group, your connection to a healthier life. Join us for a healthcare journey as we work together to achieve the best health outcome for you. You can contact us by email at destinationhealth@mpgus.com.
Welcome to Destination Health Radio, brought to you by Millennium Physician Group. I'm Michelle McCormick. Our conversation today is about a special resource that's available for caregivers and why it's important to seek help when you're taking care of somebody else. We're also going to talk about resources that are available for seniors who may want to just age in place. But first, Millennium Physician Group is one of the largest physician groups in Florida with over 150 offices in the state. With over 40 primary care providers right here in Northeast Florida, Millennium has an office for you. Check out millenniumphysician.com to find a location near you. Destination Health Radio is brought to you by Millennium Physician Group. We're your connection to a healthier life. Join us right now for a healthcare journey as we work together to achieve the best health outcome for you. You can always reach out to us by email with your questions, concerns, and comments. Email us at destinationhealth@mpgus.com. So do you know someone who is taking care of a loved one? Perhaps you're a caregiver. Resources for those who care for others can be overwhelming, but very necessary. Today, we're going to cover the many sides of being a caregiver and one resource right here in Northeast Florida that can help make a big difference. And that resource is ElderSource. My guest today is Andrea Spencer. She's the Vice President of Communications for ElderSource, which is a free national service of the Administration on Aging that provides an instant connection to resources that enable older persons to live independently in their communities and offer support for caregivers. So joining me now is Andrea. Andrea, thank you so much for joining me today on Destination Health Radio. Tell us a little bit about you.
Hi, Michelle, thank you. This is a really great opportunity to talk about ElderSource and other community resources that are available for seniors who are want to age in place and, of course, those caregivers that are supporting them. I am Andrea Spencer, and I'm Vice President of Communications at ElderSource, and my primary responsibility is to reach out to the community and bring people in to help them understand our resources that we have available. And ElderSource is what we call an area agency on aging and an aging and disability resource center. We cover seven counties in Northeast Florida. So you may be listening outside of this listening area, but there are area agencies all across the country because we are funded in part by state and federal dollars. And the federal dollars come from the Older Americans Act. So what I'm going to be talking about today are those resources that are here in Northeast Florida. And ElderSource specifically in those seven counties as far north as Nassau County and as far south as Flagler Volusia.
And then how far west do you go?
We go into Baker County. So the counties that we cover, Clay, Baker, Duval, St. John's, Flagler, Nassau, Volusia.
Okay, great. Yeah, so it's a huge region right here.
It is. But we have our sister agencies across the state of Florida. There are 10 other Florida Area Agencies on Aging here in Florida. So we work very collaboratively at the local, regional, and state level to make sure that folks have access to the information and resources they need.
Yeah, so what is the mission and the purpose of ElderSource?
ElderSource, our mission is to help people live and age as independently as possible, to empower you to live and age as independently as possible for as long as you can in your home, in your community. And I'm sure we realize sometimes there comes a time when you may not be able to be at home as an older adult. So, but our purpose is to, we're essentially resource and referral agency, where if you are sitting at your kitchen table, you've got all this paperwork in front of you and you're trying to figure out some different issues that are relating to you as a caregiver or you as an older adult, and you don't really know where to start for help. Mm-hmm. You say, I wish there was just one place I can call. It will help connect me to all these things that I might need to know. Well, that's us here at ElderSource. And I'll talk extensively about our helpline and the fabulous connection that we can help you make to those resources.
Yeah, we'll definitely touch on that in just a little bit. We're talking right now with Andrea Spencer from ElderSource. It's a free service that assists seniors and caregivers within our region. So, Andrea, let's tap into that caregiver person, the hardworking group of individuals that are usually taking care of an elderly family member. They're managing their medications, taking them to appointments and so on. It's a tough role, and most caregivers aren't trained and unsure about what they're doing. How do you help these folks?
Well, let's think about a couple things before I answer that question. You know, there are 10,000 people turning 65 every day in the United States. And those individuals often live independently, but a lot of times those individuals have a caregiver, somebody that is working, you know, with them to manage their health and all those things that you had explained. So I look at some of the data, and by the year 2030, which really is right around the corner, 1 in 5 individuals will be over the age of 60. Mm-hmm. So those baby boomers are aging, and as they age, they're going to be needing more and more support and resources to help them live their best lives. So those caregivers play an important role in managing those daily struggles and often just responsibilities. So the caregivers that we have here in the country, think about it, a lot of people right now, because of the COVID pandemic, some people have become instant caregivers overnight. They've left their jobs to take care of that loved one. So you might have had mom at home with you, and you might have had somebody come into your home helping you take care of her while you went off to work. Well, all of a sudden, a lot of those programs and services have stopped, and or you've had little to no access to them. So you're at home, and all of a sudden, you're juggling work, you're juggling mom. So it's very, very challenging. Mm-hmm. So knowing that, the aging population, of course, this year, 12-month plus pandemic has put a tremendous amount of stress and responsibility on these caregivers. And it's really tough. It is really, really tough. And I talk to people out in the community all the time, and they are struggling. So I go back to the, where do they start for help? So that first call to Elder Source, I think, is critical, knowing what is available to you and how we can connect those caregivers to the resources that they need to balance those life challenges as a caregiver.
Right. So what is like one of the first questions that a new caregiver brings to your team?
So on our helpline, which we're getting upwards of 7,000 calls a month, and it's all different kinds of questions. Right now, there are individuals, caregivers who are, they're struggling with support as it relates to food insecurity, rent, utilities. They're looking for some respite care. So all these things in normal times are challenging in and of themselves. But when you're looking at where we are right now in this point in history, the caregivers are looking for some relief and some support. So we do have a number of things, and I'll talk about a number of them. But one of the things, if you think about the caregiver, is sometimes you just want somebody to talk to who's walking the same walk. And we have a virtual caregiver support group. You can't necessarily leave your home to talk with others. So there is a way to connect through Zoom, through a platform called Zoom. And it is a licensed clinical social worker that orchestrates, facilitates the conversation among caregivers. So we actually had this in place well before COVID. And of course, it's gotten a lot more interest, now. So, caregivers are really just want to talk to somebody and share some joy, share some struggles. So through that support group, that's one thing. But also through the helpline, it's some of those basic needs, food, utilities, rent, and support for sometimes just understanding your medical insurance, which is, Medicare.
Right. And that's a whole nother realm we could get into. We're talking with Andrea Spencer from Elder Source, which is a free service that assists seniors and caregivers in our region. And Andrea, you did touch on the virtual caregiver support group. Are these caregivers able to take care of themselves in addition to taking care of their loved one?
I'll tell you, that is, that self-care, I've heard so often that you cannot help somebody unless you help yourself first. It's kind of like that analogy when you're on an airplane, they tell you to drop your oxygen mask first for yourself so you can take care of the loved one sitting next to you. And that's very much the same way. You think about the toll and the mental and physical and emotional health that caregiving can take on you. And, if you don't take care of yourself, a lot of times, your loved one suffers. So we highly encourage you to tap into those resources to take care of yourself. And it might be something as simple as you set aside half hour's worth of time every day to read, to rest, to meditate, to nap, eat a meal that is just you sit and all you do is concentrate on the delicious food that's in front of you. But it's those simple little things that if you do that for yourself, you'll find that you're recharged.
Yeah,
I agree. Self-care is huge.
I think that's huge. And I think during COVID, you probably saw that, you know, people weren't leaving their homes. You know, the caregiver at that point really struggling, I think, for how do they take care of themselves and their loved ones and, you know, not get them sick. You can't really leave, you know. So I think there's a lot of that. Back to the virtual caregiver support group, how are people able to know about this amazing resource for them?
Well, a lot of times it's our helpline specialists that will make the suggestion to a caregiver. But we have an e-newsletter that goes out every month. And of course, our website, which has a resource section in there. And there is an email that you can email directly to the clinical social worker who facilitates the group. And she will work with you to find out a time and a date, you know, where you can plug into an existing group or, you know, maybe even start a group of others, you know, as you as the core participant.
Andrea, tell us a little bit more. You mentioned the care line. Let's talk a little bit about that. I think we'll really get into it a little more in the next few segments.
Sure.
But you mentioned the care line, and this definitely seems like the first welcome to the Elder Source community.
It is. The Elder Source Helpline is in operation Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. And this is the initial portal where people call us and look for information and support. So when you call the helpline, you may be calling for one reason. Let's just say that you've decided, you know what, I think I need some help and I want to sign up for Meals on Wheels or become eligible for Meals on Wheels. You would talk to our wonderful customer service specialists and they do an assessment, kind of a questionnaire over the phone. And of course, ask you, why are you initially calling? But some of those questions that they do ask begins to unravel some of the other resources that you may be eligible for. So as I mentioned, you might call specifically to get on the list to receive home delivered meals. But through the course of the conversation, our specialists say, you know what, I think you might want to talk to somebody in this other department about your Medicare health insurance coverage, because I think you may be eligible for a Medicare savings plan. So it's through that course of the conversation and questioning that you will all of a sudden realize you're tapped into three or four other resources that you didn't even know existed. Mm-hmm. So that's the beauty of calling and speaking to them. And again, answering those questions as thoroughly as you possibly can. You know, when people are at home and they're aging, trying to age in place, a lot of times individuals don't necessarily want to convey that they need help. So there's this one great quote that I use in a public presentation, and it goes like this. People are more afraid of losing their independence than they are of death. So I think about my dad, you know, it's like, don't take away my car keys. You know, whatever you do, if you're going to take away my car keys, you might as well call, you know, the funeral director. Well, it's that sense of loss and a loss of independence that paralyzes people. And it's like, I don't want anybody to know that I could possibly be in trouble. Mm-hmm. So, you know what? That's scary on a lot of different levels. But at the same time, you know, through Elder Source, we help recognize and understand that there is a lot of dignity that needs to be had when you're discussing, you know, your issues that often mean losing your independence. So calling that helpline is not a loss of independence. I think it's actually knowledge is power. Mm-hmm. If you embrace the notion like, you know what, I know more and I know how to access those resources, that knowledge is going to give me greater independence and greater knowledge. So if people can almost let go of that notion that if I ask for help, I'm losing my sense of decision-making and independence, that's not the case at all.
Well, I think we can definitely give out the Caroline number. We'll do all that later on in the show. But Andrea Spencer from Elder Source, we're going to take a quick break, and coming up, after the break, many organizations like Elder Source can't function without your volunteers. So we're going to hear from Toni. She helps out at Elder Source with Caring Connections. So we're going to learn much more about that. And our conversation will continue in just a little bit. Destination Health Radio will return right after this. Welcome back to Destination Health Radio, brought to you by Millennium Physician Group. I'm Michelle McCormick. Thank you so much for tuning in today. We are talking with Andrea Spencer from Elder Source, a free service that assists seniors and caregivers in our region. It's super important. And Andrea, like in most organizations, volunteers are vital. I mean, a lot of what you do, you can't do without volunteers. Can you talk a little bit about the importance of the volunteers at Elder Source?
Our volunteers are golden. They are absolutely golden. We have two sets of volunteers. One group is our volunteers that operate in our SHINE program, Serving Health Insurance Needs of Elders, which we'll talk about in a little bit. And they provide that free and unbiased counseling on your Medicare beneficiaries. And we also have a group of fabulous volunteers in our telephone reassurance program. They call on seniors. These volunteers sign up and say, you know what, I want to give a friendly call to someone who might be at home, might need a little friend, little chit chat. And these volunteers are trained and they're also background checked to make these friendly calls to the seniors in our community. So it's a relatively new program. It's only been around with us for a year, but we are so proud of them and of the volunteer that we have here today with us, Toni. She's one of our originals. She's been with us a year. And she's doing an amazing job reaching out to her friend a couple times a week.
Well, joining us now is Toni. She's a volunteer from ElderSource. And hey, Toni, welcome to Destination Health Radio. We're so excited that you had the time for us today. Tell us a little bit about your story as a volunteer.
Wow. Thank you, everyone. I'm honored, by the way, to have been chosen and to represent ElderSource this morning, afternoon. I am just elated to have the young lady. She's much older than I am, and I actually am a senior as well. I've learned so much from the person I was assigned to. She is well educated. She's up there in age. She's in her 80s, and I'm inspired by her as well as I try to inspire her. There are times when I call, and she's said that she's been in pain, and by the end of the call, I'm like, what's your pain level now? It's a lot lower. And I'm like, well, what did you do? Did you get up and walk around or whatever? She says, no, I just spoke with you. So I am inspired. I caregive for my parents until they passed away. And I just fell into the ElderSource.
Well,
I went through the training and I love it.
That's what I was going to ask you. What brought you to the Caring Connection side of ElderSource and drove you to want to be a volunteer for this community resource?
I thought about my last job, which was volunteering for my aged parents until they passed on. And I was like, well, what do I do now? Well, God said, continue to help the seniors. You're in Florida. I mean, where else is there? And now I'm a senior. I am in my 60s. So I'm enjoying it, and they're keeping me young, and I never meet a stranger. I am actually sitting here at the St. John's Public Library, and I'm surrounded by seniors about to go in and get my taxes done.
See, that's great. Another great resource for you, Toni. How many other – do you work with any other elders, like besides the woman in her 80s? Do you have anybody else that you call on?
Actually, yeah, several from my church. I was involved with the, of course, since the pandemic, a senior center in Mandarin, and I was there, and I, you know, when I became a senior, so I became one of their recipients. So, yeah.
Well, I think it's fantastic, and I'm sure this is something that you will keep doing for as long as you possibly can, because you just sound like you just want to be able to give back to other seniors, and I think it's fantastic that you joined us for our call today, Toni. Coming up next, what about the senior who can't afford a caregiver or moving into an assisted living facility? And what about that senior who chooses just to age in place? We're going to talk to Andrea about free assistance that is available with ElderSource and other items as we move into the next segment. So you're going to want to stick around. The conversation will continue. Destination Health Radio will return right after this. Welcome back to Destination Health Radio, brought to you by Millennium Physician Group. I'm Michelle McCormick. Our conversation today is about taking care of loved ones and the resources that are available to them through ElderSource. We just talked to a really great volunteer that shows how important it is to have these resources available to us. Now we're going to talk more about seniors who may live alone or may choose to age in place. We're going to talk about exactly what does that mean, and ElderSource is here to help with those decisions. Joining me is Andrea Spencer. She's the Director of Communications for ElderSource. And Andrea, we've touched on so many topics from the first segment about caregivers and the care line. So what does ElderSource do to assist that senior who might not need caregiving, might not be ready for the assisted living facility, wants to stay at home? How do you help that person?
So if we think back about the mission statement that I mentioned earlier, to empower individuals to live and age with dignity in their homes and in their community. So empowering, you know, that knowledge is power. And again, earlier I talked about, you know, you're sitting at home and you're thinking about all these things about making decisions. Where do I start? So going back to our Elder Source Helpline, you have a question, you need a resource. You know, you had mentioned during the break when we were talking about those individuals who want to age in place. And sometimes that means retrofitting your house, you know, the grab bars, the doorways, you know, what do you actually do in your home to make it ready for you to stay there as long as possible? So you don't even know what companies are out there. So you're looking for a reliable company and you call our helpline and you say, you know what, I need this kind of service to come in, look at my home, assess it, figure out what I need to do. Or I've got mom moving in with me and I've got to retrofit that bathroom to make it friendly for her. So you would call our helpline and we have a fabulous resource database. So because we're a nonprofit organization, we don't sell you anything and we don't necessarily endorse anything. So you would call and we would give you 3 or 4 contractors, companies that do that kind of work. And then it is up to you to decide, okay, I'm going to call ABC company, interview them. I'm going to call the others and get bids. But you know what? You don't have to look through it blindly, you know, that yellow pages or right. Google it blindly. So at least you have a place to start to give you that springboard to help you make those decisions.
And you guys have vetted these folks or these people that you've worked with in other capacities. How does your resource list grow?
Well, they do complete an application but to say that we vet them, you know, we don't call the Business Bureau and say, you know, Bob's Plumbing is on the up and up. You know, that is part of your responsibility. So we can't, I mean, there's hundreds and hundreds of companies out there, but you know what, we have a lot of relationships with people in the community who know us and contractors that we have hired to do work for other seniors and some of the situations where we've provided a little bit of funding for that. So we are familiar with them, but again, that is really up to the consumer to make that decision.
Yeah, I think referrals are super important because you're right. If I'm going to redo my bathroom, I need somebody who knows what they're doing, who's done it before, and is not going to sell me a bill of goods, you know, and right. to be able to call the Caroline. And you know what, let's give out that Caroline. It's 888-242-4464. We're talking with Andrea Spencer from Elder Source, and we're discussing the resources that are available for folks who may just want to age in place and stay in their home as they age, or if they're going to be moving in with a caregiver. So are you seeing more and more seniors making the decision to stay in place?
I think the answer is yes. One is affordability. You know, I have, in the last 2 weeks, I've talked to probably no less than 6 different people, individuals and organizations, where affordable housing for seniors is a real huge challenge right now. Mm-hmm. So a lot of people, you know, are in a place where they want to stay where they are for a lot of reasons. It's comfort, it's familiarity, they're close to their church, they're close to the grocery store. So yes, people. And I even think about myself, you know, I'm almost hitting that 60 years old next year. And, you know, I live in a 2-story and I think, I live by myself. Is this the best place for me to age in place? Mm-hmm. So those kinds of conversations are really important to have with your family. And as a matter of fact, I just talked to my neighbor across the street yesterday. She is helping her grandmother, who's 85 years old, move into assisted living. The point of this is they're having the conversation. Mm-hmm. You know what, if you know what you want to do, I want to stay in my home as long as possible, talk to your family members and make a plan. If you know that it's not, for whatever reason, the size of the house is just too big, you know, or you're lonely and you want to be in a community with other people to do things, you know, have the conversation with your family. You know, and this dips a little bit into the end of life care, you know, having the conversation with your family about your wishes, and not only where you are and aging in place, but making sure your family members know, you know, as a caregiver, you know, all of a sudden your loved one may have a stroke and you don't know what the passwords are. You don't know where the insurance papers are. You don't know how they want to be cared for. So if you don't have this conversation and tell them how you want to age in place, they'll never know and they'll never be able to tell you. And guess what? It all goes back to the independence. If I get to have a say-so. I want to say so. And that's part of the control of what you can do for yourself. And also, you know what? It's a gift for your family members. You're helping them help you. And that's really, really key in aging.
I couldn't agree more. My grandfather passed away and we were just kind of like, oh, gosh, you know, what were their plans? They never discussed it with my mom. You know, and being a caregiver is more than just living with someone and taking care of them. You know, I can be a caregiver to my mom and she lives down the street still. So, I mean, it was very daunting to us. We did not know about resources. The house was too big for my grandmother and we were trying to make decisions kind of spur of the moment, because nothing had been planned. So the conversation is essential, I think, having gone through it.
Right. You know, it's scary. You know, who wants to talk about death and dying? You know, but guess what? Again, you're giving your gift to your family and you're giving the gift to yourself that your wishes will be honored.
Yes, agreed. We are talking with Andrea Spencer from ElderSource, which is a free service that assists seniors and caregivers in our region. And, you know, we're a year from a pandemic that shut down everything. Nobody ever planned for something like this to happen. What special programs and services have been particularly helpful during the past year?
Well, you know, we've talked a lot here and across our community about the isolation. You know, people can't visit face-to-face. So how are you connected to something that's fun, that's educational, that's entertaining, that's helpful? So we have a couple of tools in our toolbox. A couple of them are new. A couple of them have been around for a little while. The virtual caregiver support group, which we talked about earlier, that's not new. That was pre-pandemic, which has been a wonderful boon to caregivers in the community. The telephone reassurance, where you want the friendly phone call, that's relatively new. But there's two really, I think they're really, really cool resources, actually three. One is called You Connected, and it's a device that connects to your television and you use a remote. And we have it's a pilot program where anybody who is interested, they call our helpline back to that 888-242-4464 number and say, you know, what is this You Connected? So it's this little box that connects to most televisions and it's a remote, but you can sit down in your living room and you can actually have face-to-face conversations with your family. You can go and log in and get conversations with people who have similar interests, such as, you know, line dancing or, you know, wine tasting or things like that. And so some of the classes and connections are recorded and some of them are actual live interactive sessions. So and I do say that we've got about 100 left and we're signing people up pretty quickly for this device. But we will come into your home. We will attach it to your TV. It's all COVID safe. And then we'll show you how to use it. Mm-hmm. So again, people are very familiar with their remote. So you can do these kinds of things in your living room. The other program that we have, it's a really cool service. It's called Get Set Up. And it's for those who have a laptop, an iPad, iPhone. You've got to have a smartphone device. And what's wonderful about this service is there's, oh my gosh, hundreds of classes that they're an hour long. And you log in and you're in a classroom of people. It's a live conversation with a Get Set Up instructor. So like I've been looking at a laptop computer and I haven't quite figured out what I want to buy yet. Just yesterday or this morning, I signed up for a class on how to buy a laptop. This whole class originally started with one of the founders. His dad was 92 and he just got an iPhone and his dad was calling him endlessly about how do you do this on the phone? How do you do that on the phone? And it was driving him a little nuts. So he put together a core group of classes about how do you use your Android? How do you use your laptop? How do you take pictures on your phone? How do you order groceries online? So this is developed into this platform, and I'll give you the website. And the great thing is there's so many. They have like virtual tours of museums. They have wine tasting. They have chit-chat groups if you are into American history. I mean, the topics are endless.
Sounds great.
So yeah, if you go to getsetup.io/partner/ElderSource, and you know, you could just go to my website, myeldersource.org, and find it there.
Everything's there.
myeldersource.org. But you know what? It's great. They're 1 hour, they're free. And these instructors are retired educators, they're retired people who have kind of re-engaged themselves with this new little job that they've got to teach these classes online. And it's a lot of fun.
Andrea is our guest today from Elder Source. And Andrea, what is active daily living? Is that a part of?
Let's touch
on that a little bit.
Talk about a good platform for caregivers. Mm-hmm. So on our website, there's a little section in there and under resources, and it's a library of videos, articles, blogs on all different kinds of caregiving issues. It's free. Everything's free. And you can sign up and actually get a little customized newsletter. So let's just say we've got a lot of people who are tapping into the area of the library that's on dementia, all the information, resources about if you're a caregiver of living with someone who has dementia. And how do you bathe somebody who's combative in when you're trying to give them a bath? You know, there's tips on that. So they've created their own little newsletter, and these information will drop into their in their inbox and their email, specifically on the topics of interest to them. So go to our website, myeldersource.org, look under active daily living, and there's just great little tutorials. You know, how do you retrofit your doorknobs so they're easier to turn if you've got arthritis? Mm-hmm. You know, there's tips, a whole bunch of different tips.
Stuff you just don't really think of, but you need to know the answers to this. And sometimes you just don't want to Google that. So one of the hot topics briefly that came up during the pandemic was elder abuse. You know, when everybody was on lockdown, you couldn't see your loved ones. Elder abuse seemed to be on the rise. Can you touch on that a little bit?
Yes. You know, there only 1 in 14 cases of elder abuse are actually reported to the police. And if you think about that, that's 1 in 14 and probably all those others that go unreported. So when you have someone who's in a situation that really prevents them from reaching out for help, they become a lot more vulnerable. So, you know, when we talk about elder abuse, it could be the financial exploitation, you know, robbing someone's bank account, you know, telling mom that there isn't any money left and all of a sudden you've siphoned it off into your account. There's the sexual abuse. There is also neglect. You know, there's a lot of, we talk about that independence, you know, people don't want to say that they need help. So self-neglect, you know, is a form of elder abuse. So when you have this scenario that we're in right now, I think there is a huge risk for those to even be more vulnerable. So you know what, you're a neighbor and you see something that's not quite right. And you know, like, oh, I don't want to get into her business. You know, I see her son over there all the time. I'm sure he's got a handle on it. You know what, if you suspect abuse of any sort, you can call 1-800-96-ABUSE and report it anonymously. You can state what you know, what you believe to happen, and someone from the Department of Children and Families, I think it's within 48 hours, will come and make a check. You can also call your local sheriff's office and ask them to make a wellness check. You know, maybe there's the newspapers are piling up on the lawn and nobody's been out front and you're a little worried. Nobody's answering the door. You know, you can call your local law enforcement agency and they will do a wellness check. But you know what? I just encourage people, please don't be shy to do that. There is a way that you can report what you might suspect to be trouble. And you know what? It would be, you would be doing your neighbor a favor. So again, you don't have to be totally involved, but you can report it to an authorized agency to do so.
Andrea Spencer from Elder Source, a free service that assists seniors and caregivers in the region. Vital information there. When we come back, we're going to wrap up our conversation with the top 3 takeaways. Plus, how can you get in touch with Elder Source and what other programs do they offer for, let's say, veterans? Let's stick around and the conversation will continue. Destination Health Radio will return right after this. Welcome back to Destination Health Radio, brought to you by Millennium Physician Group. I'm Michelle McCormick. Excellent conversation today with Andrea Spencer. She's the Vice President of Communications from Elder Source, which is a free service that assists seniors and caregivers in our region and throughout the state. Andrea, give us a little bit more information about Elder Source's other programs. We talked a lot about caregivers. We talked a lot about aging in place, but I know there's a veteran service and we have a lot of folks in our region that are retired military.
Yes. Again, calling our helpline, and you feel like you might be eligible for various veterans services. So again, we can connect you to those agencies for whatever particular purpose or reason you may need to be more aware, educated about the veterans benefits as your age.
Mm-hmm. And our top three takeaways today, we did kind of talk about a huge amount of stuff for caregivers and aging in place. What is the number one takeaway that our listeners should leave with today?
Know that you can call our helpline for any reason. And the helpline is 888-242-4464. You don't know what you don't know. And we have a tremendous database. We have tremendous staff. Our resource specialists are amazing, and they just know a lot about a lot of things. So again, you don't know where to start for help, call the helpline. That would be number one. Give us a call,
yeah,
or whatever it might be.
And you tapped into it a little earlier that you might just be calling to get a referral for grab bars, but it could go a lot deeper in the conversation, and you'll find that there are many other help options available to you.
Yes.
Which leads us probably to the number two takeaway.
The number two takeaway is all the help that we have available can be found on our website, myeldersource.org. Follow us on social media, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Instagram. We have an e-newsletter that comes out the first week of every month, and it's just a great highlight of some things that are going on that month, some events that we help connect you to, whether it's a virtual caregiver event. It might be, a virtual webinar that on pain management that we partner with UF Health. There's just a lot of different things that we can offer through our newsletter, and you won't know. But if you go to myeldersource.org, you can sign up, or if you send an email to info@myeldersource.org, we'll make sure that you get the newsletter.
Yeah, and volunteer opportunities too. We heard from Tony earlier. If you're someone who wants to help others and doesn't know where to start, you can reach out to ElderSource as well. Yeah.
Yeah. With volunteering is can be very fulfilling for you and for the person that you're helping. It's definitely a two-way street. So thanks for that additional little plug on that. Volunteering is great with ElderSource.
It is huge. I was in nonprofit for a long time, and you absolutely cannot run a nonprofit without your volunteers. It is so true. So, is there any other takeaway we should leave with today, Andrea?
Yeah, the one last thing which we didn't talk about, and you could probably do a whole program on this at another point, but the resources SHINE, Serving Health Insurance Needs of Elders.
And we did. We did talk to SHINE.
Yeah, it's free and unbiased counseling about your Medicare benefits. You're turning 65 and you don't know what your choices are and how to sign up. It's very complex. There's a lot of questions. So you want to make sure that you're making the best healthcare decisions for yourself. And our volunteers, another group of fabulous volunteers, highly trained, highly knowledgeable, work with you to help you select a Medicare plan that is best for you. Again, we don't sell anything. We just guide you. They are amazing guides that just know the ins and outs of Medicare.
So yeah, we spoke with Jim in a previous episode, and he had tremendous advice and resources for SHINE and for those folks aging into Medicare.
Well, I'm going to give you a little plug too, because from that program of you interviewing him, we got a SHINE volunteer. There was somebody listening to the program, and he heard, he says, I think I want to be a SHINE volunteer. So I forgot to tell you that.
That's awesome.
You're reaching a lot of people with this program. It's great.
Well,
it really is great.
Andrea, thank you so much for joining us today. Your information was extremely important. I wish I had known this, like I said, when my grandparents were aging, and in hindsight, knowing that the resources are literally right here, in our community, I really appreciate you too. And of course, we'll have the information available for you if you want to email us. The conversation will continue next time on Destination Health Radio. Your healthcare journey is important to us, and our goal at Millennium Physician Group is to work together to achieve the best health outcome for you. And that always starts with seeing your primary care provider. And even if you're a caregiver, your health really does matter. So reach out to your PCP. Send us an email with your questions, comments, and topic ideas. And if you need the phone numbers, the email address, and the website again, email us at destinationhealth@mpgus.com, and we'll get back to you. In good health, I'm Michelle McCormick. So long for now.